Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Marks, Ike Reese, the new afternoon show on 94WIP on Twitter. Hit us up at Marks Reese WIP. Well, like a big game coming up on Sunday night. Big game. And going to need a big defensive performance. And a guy who, well, listen, we know he's one of the great players on the defense, unfortunately down with an injury. But nevertheless, joins us every week, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If quality and value matter when buying a diamond engagement ring or wedding band, then Marks Jewelers should be your last stop. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Jordan Hicks joins us on the Swartz-Culleton guest line. Jordan, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me.
You got
what's
it.
Up, Jay?
You got it. All right, so you know a little something about Texas football being the pride of University of Texas. So what is this? Like, and you're not from Texas. I know that you grew up in Ohio, but what's the Cowboys? What's the scene like down there with an Eagles-Cowboys game?
Yeah, you know what, man? It's either, you know, I came down there and was pretty surprised at how passionate they were about their Cowboys. You know, it seems like everybody, you know, Houston doesn't get much love unless you're from Houston. It's primarily Dallas. So, you know, it's one of those games, man, where, you know, it's rivalry and guys go out there, you know, and don't like each other and are playing because, you know, there's an extra level of play. So, you know, being from there, being around there, whenever I play in this game, I always got a little extra motivation because of that, you know, and it's a fun one to play, and I'm pretty bummed that I'm not going to be able to be in this one for sure.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, you've had some pretty good games against the Dallas Cowboys,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
In your short career here, almost as if you get a little bit of extra juice. For that game. It certainly appeared like, I know you don't take any of the games lightly, but it,
right.
I mean, you certainly seem to play big in that game against the Cowboys.
Right, right. And, you know, it's personal, man. It's a personal game. You know, it's nothing short of anything else of the other games, nothing short of the other games, but this game is personal for me. And, you know, to be back there with probably a bunch of friends going to be at the game, bunch of people that I know going to be at the game, especially, you know, and definitely watching it. It's one of those games that hits home for me. So it is tough. It's tough that I'm going to have to watch it from the living room.
Yeah, we certainly wish you were out there playing in it, brother. Can use your playmaking ability out there on the field. Now the team, Jordan, went out this weekend. Well, I tell you, we just add players week in and week out. You never know around that building, man, whether you're going to get somebody new in there. Donnell Ellerbe, veteran middle linebacker. What's it been like for him this week? You're in the meetings and things of that nature. What's it been like for him? Has it been a cram session for him trying to get him ready to go this week?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I haven't this week I haven't been around as much. I'm in the next stage of my rehab, being able to move my foot around and do some extra stuff. So I've missed some of the meetings. I've met him. You can tell he's a vet. You know, he comes in, he handles his business. It doesn't really say much, but you know he's got that dog in him, mm-hmm. just by his demeanor. So, you know, excited to see what he can do, man.
Hey, Jordan, so we know that Zeke Elliott's going to serve the suspension, won't be here for this week, but they still got a pretty darn good quarterback in Dak Prescott. What is the key to trying to win against Dak? What do you guys do when you go out there without giving away trade secrets or whatever? What makes him difficult to play against?
Well, he's a dynamic quarterback, one that can use his legs, kind of like Carson. I don't know if he's as dynamic as Carson, but you know, he's able to move the chains with his legs. So you have to respect that. And then secondly, he can put the ball on a dime, you know, if you let him just sit back there and have a solid pocket, you know. So big thing for us this week, just as any week, is making sure that we get pressure on the quarterback, we stop the run, and hold the edges, don't let him escape. You know, making sure that we keep our pass rush lanes. I remember last year playing in Dallas, there were a couple times when he was able to especially I think it was in the last drive, one of the last drives, he was able to move the chains a couple times with his legs. So I know that's going to be a big thing. He's a read option quarterback and can run the ball. So I got to be able to handle him.
Especially when you get down in that red zone. The one thing I always say whenever I'm watching the Cowboys or if the Eagles are playing the Cowboys over these last 2 years, they get down in that red zone area, particularly around that 10-yard line. You know, Dak in the quarterback draw, that's always a threat there. I mean, I think they scored one on us last year, right?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, with the draw, what's tough about it is it allows the quarterback to – there's an extra gap. You know, you place another person in the run front, but when they run the quarterback, they have a blocker for everybody. So, you know, it's tough, and especially for them. They scheme it up. You know, they do zone read down there. They do it a bunch of different ways where he can, you know, have the opportunity to make a play with the ball in his hand. And, you know, that's what they want to do.
Yeah. You guys don't play until 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a football fan? You watch the games throughout the day? Will you watch some of the other games Sunday? I know the Vikings and the Rams are playing.
Big games, yeah.
Yeah, playing at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll probably watch. It's tough for me to watch, honestly, right now. Every time when I watch football, I envision myself playing, right?
Yeah.
And it's tough for me to watch games right now, envisioning myself being out there and making plays and helping the team. But, you know, I'll definitely watch. I'll have it on. I don't pass up the opportunity to learn about an opponent or anything like that. So,
man, Jordan, that's like the third time you've mentioned how tough this injury is. And I can imagine you're watching your teammates' best record in the NFL right now. I mean, it really seems like something special is going on. And you go down with an injury. Now, we know you're going to be back and you're going to be back stronger than ever, but what an inopportune time. Hang in there, man. It's going to be good, but I know right now work on your rehab and everything else, but it seems like it's been really tough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it has. And the hardest part is it's mental, you know, it's the mental aspect of it. And, you know, that's what comes with injury, and it's something you got to deal with. You know, at the end of the day, I know I'm going to be all right. I trust. The people I'm rehabbing with, I trust everybody that, you know, I'm here. I've got some guys that are going to be rehabbing with me, and Jason Peters and Chris Maragos and Darren Sproles, you know, guys that are veterans and got a great attitude on everything. So, you know, I'm lucky to have them by my side, and it helps when we win. I'll tell you that. The way we're playing right now makes everything a lot better.
And it's a real testament to the team because you just mentioned four heavy hitters.
Yeah, it's four pretty good players right there.
That are out. Yeah. And the team hasn't missed a beat, so it's amazing. Was that a dog barking in the background, Jordan?
It is, yeah.
You got a little yappy dog? I mean, that wasn't a big woo, woo, woo.
My wife just got home, man, and they hear the garage open, and they start going crazy.
What kind of dog?
They're excited for her. Man, I adopted three little Yorkie Maltipoos, man. My wife.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My wife had them ever since I met her, to be honest with you. They're about 6 years old, and I really didn't have a choice.
I was expecting a Rottweiler.
We'll get there one day. We'll get there one day. You know, it's out of my control right now.
Yeah. I met his wife. before they actually got married. Lovely, lovely woman, and I can see why you don't win very many of those arguments, brother.
That's right.
Yeah.
And good work out of her adopting the dogs, too, Jordan.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, brother, be well.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, got it.
Take it easy.
All right, man.
All right.
There he is. Jordan Hicks, brought to you by Mark Storrs. Yeah, you got a dog.
I want to say his wife is an athlete, too, or was at Texas.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I met her. He used to do the show BG does.
Got you. Remember, player show.
He used to do it last year, or the past 2 years, I think he did it, with Jason Kelce. And so I know she would come to some of the shows and sort of wait on him to get done on a Monday.
Right.
And I think she was an athlete. I think she was at Texas. Yeah, I got a dog, American Bully.
Yes, that's what I expect out of you. Like, if I'm talking, I'm doing an interview with, like, Reese in the back where you're, I heard a little,
You picked up on it real quick. And he bust out laughing because he knew.
Yep.
He's probably saying, like, be quiet, be quiet.
You want to hear, like, the chain rattle in the background. Like, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.